Week 11, the NFL kicks off with a doozy. Washington Commanders, Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It's not just the only headliner from the weekend, though. You've also got the Bills and the Chiefs going head-to-head this weekend. You've also got the Ravens and the Steelers going head-to-head this weekend. This is going to be something.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what
Seahawks 49ers.
What we're going to learn. I feel like tonight's game is a big, hey, who's for real game.
You know? I'm sorry, Bengals and Chargers are also this weekend.
Yeah, well, just focusing on tonight, I feel like if the Commanders win this game, we're not just talking about Rookie of the Year. Like, whoa, is this team like a real threat in the NFC? I don't think they're there yet myself. Like, I'd be surprised, but they could really get a lot of respect. Because we haven't seen a lot of Jaden Daniels in the national spotlight. He hasn't had a lot of standalone games.
You're absolutely right.
Kind of a big deal.
Yep, it's a big deal for him. I mean, the last time I feel like we saw him on a national game, it was a win over the Cincinnati Bengals in primetime. Remember that game? And it was a big deal that the Commanders went to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals.
But it was a little different because we didn't quite know who they were. Like, now that they're contenders in the national spotlight, it was kind of a cute story back then. Now it's like, whoa, this guy could be the real deal. Like, remember MVP talk? I think that's cooled down a little bit, but they win this game, like, oh my God, it's going to be the sky's the limit for the Jaden Daniels hype.
Yeah, and you're going to get a lot of should the Bears have drafted Jaden Daniels and a whole referendum on the draft. You're also going to get to see the Jalen Hurts side of this, which is who really are the best teams in the NFC. We know Dallas and the Giants are going to go by the wayside here in the NFC East, but do they compare to the Lions? Do you guys compare to the 49ers? Do you compare to the good NFC teams?
Yeah.
Are you one of the good NFC teams? I don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at last year's NFC players. There's really three teams, the Lions, the Packers, and the Niners. I do not know how the Eagles fit. I really don't know. And I don't even know if the Niners are in that list anymore.
Well, what's funny about the Eagles, they have this five-game winning streak, but it's been the Browns, the Giants, the Bengals, the Jaguars, and then last week against the Cowboys with no Dak Prescott. I mean, that's it's impressive anytime you win five in a row, but then you look a little closer at the opponents, like, well, you should have won those games.
The win at Cincinnati, that was impressive.
37-17, it was a blowout, kind of.
Yeah, that was quite surprising, to be honest. Like, I did not see that coming.
So that gets going tonight. However, we'll talk more about that game as the show goes on. Usually, guys, if you listen to our show, and thank you to everyone who does listen, we do appreciate you so much. On Wednesdays, we do something called The Great Debate, and yesterday was a gangbusters one. We've got this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul boxing match brewing on Friday night on Netflix, and so it's gotten us kind of back into the fight mood. So yesterday, we asked you, what's the greatest boxing match of all time? And we had a lot of different answers, and the callers were fantastic. People in the chat, on YouTube and Twitch, on Twitter, too. Today, we want to bring you a bonus great debate that has nothing to do with real boxing.
The Great Debate Series.
Great debate has nothing to do with real boxing, much like the fight we are going to see on Friday between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, because this is going to be a spectacle. Not sure how good the boxing is actually going to be. Okay, today's bonus great debate. What is the greatest fictional fight you've ever seen? The greatest on-screen fight. And it doesn't just have to be boxing here. The greatest on-screen fight you've ever seen.
Wow. So, and can be movie. I assume we're talking movies.
Movies, TV shows, whatever you want.
This is my favorite side bit. Yeah. When Perloff learns of the theme.
Yeah.
It's not a bit.
On the air.
It's not a bit.
Well, this is actually, it's
funny. He's actually selling it well that he's.
But the funny thing is, too, like, there was a lot of discussion about what's a fight. Like, are we talking about, like, a fake boxing match? Are we talking about two dudes just throwing down in an office building? And it was really Maggie's call. It could be any form of fight. It can involve any kind of weapons. Just a fight.
Maggie appreciates all violence, as we've learned.
Like, guys, why limit ourselves?
Yeah. I was like, okay. So I went there. I'm like, there's actually only a few fake boxing matches out there in movies.
I need to see something bloody.
Yeah, exactly. And EJ goes, well, what about Raging Bull? True story. What about this? True story. What's the one with Russell Crowe as a boxer?
Beautiful Mind. No. Cinderella Man. Sorry. Cinderella Man.
Yeah. True story. Anyway.
So, they were solving math equations in between rounds.
Maybe I'm a simple person, but if we're doing the best fake fight and we're talking about boxing, it's got to be a fake boxing match. And if you're doing a fake boxing match, there's only one.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
Oh, boy.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
There I was. Young Andrew Perloff, 2018, Minnesota, third quarter. Tom Brady's starting to catch fire, and that comes on the screen, and the Philadelphia Eagles get inspired. It is the greatest fight movie of all time. The most inspirational scene. That was actually Rocky 2, but I'm picking Rocky 1. Rocky and Apollo to a draw. It's the greatest fight scene. It's, first of all, wonderfully choreographed. Even to go to a draw with Apollo Creed, Maggie, you have to give Rocky credit for that, because Apollo was the all-time champ. I mean, he had no weaknesses in his game. This is the greatest fight ever. Incredible performance by Rocky Balboa.
Playing himself.
I was talking to Bogus. I think we need a disqualification.
Why is that?
Because number one, we played a clip from Rocky 2, and you're saying Rocky 1. And also, Apollo won the first fight. Yeah. It wasn't a draw.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a big Apollo. Oh, you're right, it was a draw. Yeah, but...
A Beautiful Mind 2, starring Andrew Perloff.
Listen,
I was thinking, how many people like Manny's age, who probably know Rocky but would have never gone back to watch the movie from the 70s, probably think Rocky wins the first fight.
Yeah, I forgot. You're right, he lost. In my mind, it was a draw.
Great movie, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oscar
I don't remember.
That's not
the point of Rocky 1, who won the fight. Nobody was like...
Thank goodness.
EJ's got a good one.
You're laughing like you're some like movie genius here. Most people think Rocky won the first fight.
It was that it was a draw. They deserve credit for not making Rocky win, and it wasn't a draw.
I judged the fight myself. It was pretty much a draw. It was pretty much a draw.
Had the scorecards.
That was an all-time moment. Okay.
There's a lot of laughing like you are the smartest person in the world on today's show. Like, guys, get over yourselves, all right? Yeah. These are minor mistakes.
You picked the wrong movie.
I didn't pick the wrong movie. I just like that clip better. By the way, what's the difference? These are fake fights. It's an Apollo Creed Rocky fight. Apollo and Rocky are going at it. Does it really matter which one it is?
I love that. It's just like, is that even a big deal? It's like,
my God.
It's your choice.
Listen, there is, we could talk about the greatest sports debate ever. Somebody screws up a stat, all of a sudden, four heads lift up, dying to correct that person. It's such a Gen X thing or whatever, a millennial thing.
You know what?
We got to go to the Perloff checklist whenever he's in battle.
You make mistakes all the time, and I just let them go by.
I laughed at A Beautiful Mind.
The other part, too, is I said I thought that the Forrest Gump movie was a remake of Forrest Gump, and you guys rightfully laughed about that for a week.
Bogus acted like it was New Year's. He was so excited about
this. This is another thing about Perloff, foxhole guy. You get stuff wrong all the time, and I let it slide. Thanks, partner.
Whatever. You're the one, Bogus, who went out and said Cooper Flagg with 26 points and 2 rebounds. I'm like, what do you mean 20? It says right. And I only corrected you. I only corrected you. Well, actually, I don't even know if I did, because I knew you were going to do another update later, and I wanted to make sure you had it right. But I wasn't like, yay, Bogus got one wrong.
So you think that's the same thing as going, here's a clip from Rocky, but Rocky 2 is my pick. And wasn't it so great that they had him draw in the first fight? What a great cinematic decision. P.S., they didn't draw. Apollo won.
No, that is such a not a big deal.
Wait, hold on. Maybe EJ was doing you the same favor. He didn't want you to say again and keep making the same mistake that there was a draw when Apollo won the first fight. He might have been doing the same thing you did to Bogan.
Well,
I just want Apollo Creed to get the credit he deserves.
Right. I don't know.
I just won't listen when you talk.
A lot of people think the judges screwed that one up.
Some people are saying.
I kind of agree with that, to be honest.
Some people are saying. All right, we're doing a bonus great debate.
Ain't going to be no rematch. Don't want one.
Bonus great debate.
That's what I wanted to play.
Which has officially been derailed. But let's keep going. Yesterday, we did the greatest boxing matches of all time. Today, we're doing the greatest fictional fights of all time. Best on-screen fights. I didn't go to the ring. No squared circles, nothing like that. The greatest on-screen fight of all time happened in a movie called Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. And that fight was so epic, this is what the aftermath sounded like.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Perfect. Perfect after that. So
I don't know if we can continue the segment because nothing's topping that.
That's
I mean, like, yeah.
It's Will Ferrell and Steve Carell and David Koechner and Paul Rudd, but also in the fight scene is Vince Vaughn, Luke Wilson, Tim Robbins, and Ben Stiller. Yeah. It's an all-time fight scene. The best fictional fight of all time was in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Go ahead, EJ.
Okay, so I was torn because I even though I'm a kid of the 90s, my dad is a kid of the 70s, so he loved Bruce Lee. And I really wanted to go with Bruce Lee, but Bruce Lee won almost all the fights. I really couldn't figure out which one would be the best one. So I'm moving away from Bruce Lee. I'm going back to, you know, some more home cooking here. I'm going with what is the most epic final scene maybe in a movie ever, particularly an action movie. I'm going with the Avengers versus Thanos.
Avengers! Assemble.
No!
So I'm going with that scene in Avengers Endgame. Essentially, the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe basically comes together to stop Thanos from once again erasing half of existence. The entire galaxy was on the line. We lost a great hero in Iron Man in this fight. We saw some epic moments. You had Captain America holding Thor's shield. You had Black Panther fighting Thanos. You had Captain Marvel in the mix. This is an epic, epic final scene. And to me, it is the greatest fight scene of all time.
I have a question. Who's Thanos?
Oh, gosh.
Manny, you're up next. The greatest fictional fight scene of all time.
Yes. And you might want to issue a nerd alert next time you're going to do one like that.
Also, EJ, what a rope-a-dope. You can't set people up with Bruce Lee and then finish off with the Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers Unite.
In case nobody says Bruce Lee, I want to show Bruce Lee love.
For the coolest person on our staff, you definitely pick the nerdiest things time and time again, which is amazing about you.
All right, Manny, we're doing a bonus great debate, the greatest fictional fight of all time. This is inspired by Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul on Friday. What is it?
All right, the option that won't make the poll. I've got the option. I've got a fictional fight that actually really happened. The Germans against the Americans. The final scene of one of my favorite movies, Saving Private Ryan. The death of Captain John Miller. One great final fight scene.
What, sir?
James. Earn this. Earn it.
Explosions, gun firing, people dying, all up in my area. What a fight scene, a final fight scene, Saving Private Ryan.
You know, World War II actually did happen, though, right? You're aware of this.
It happened in 1999, right?
It was called Nick's Bulls.
Strong disagree on that.
What?
Saved by Ryan, best opening 25 minutes of any movie ever.
I thought you were going to go with the opening scene.
The last hour and a half, not great. I was not a fan. I thought they had this great scene, and then it was so hard to like make a narrative for the rest of the movie.
This is why I boo you behind your back.
The Tom Hanks scene, I didn't love it.
Opening scene of Saving Private Ryan.
The opening scene is so epic,
tears.
But that's real. I mean, that was almost like a documentary. Ugh. And also, too, there's too many real elements. I'm gonna ding you on this one. There's a lot of real, like there was, I don't know.
Oh, so now we set rules.
He's got the Avengers. Manny goes to historical fact, and we don't love it.
In my mind, Apollo vs. Rocky was also real, but anyway.
Bogus.
Happened in the third movie, too.
Okay.
I'll bring us back.
Our bonus great debate today, the greatest fictional fight of all time.
Well, in honor of my friend Andrew Perloff, my pick is Jaws, but here's a clip from Happy Gilmore.
We haven't seen Happy Gilmore play this badly since his first day on tour. He and Bob Barker are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
You know how it ends.
Wow.
The price is wrong, bleep. The judge is not needed for this one. Bob Barker winning by KO with a boot to the face of Happy Gilmore.
The best is the crowd reaction.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Bob Barker versus Happy Gilmore is an all-time fight scene. One-sided, but still.
Yeah. That's the only downside. It wasn't much of a fight.
All right,
also a real feeling to that. I could see Bob Barker kicking someone's butt.
Perloff, what a cameo by Bob Barker.
Perloff, what did Sandler say about getting his derriere kicked by Bob Barker?
We didn't get into it.
Unfortunately. What do you think he would say?
Such a brilliant scene.
You're asking for an impression? Hey, no, I don't know. I think I got into Berman. Andy, you know, when I was fighting Bob Barker in Happy Gilmore, no, now that was sort of like a... My Cousin Vinny. What's going on there? I don't know. I can't really do impressions.
I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
Now
dead on.
You admit you can't do the impressions. I'm just kidding.
By the way, how Perloff feels about Boogish is how I feel about Cap right now.
Why? What did he put in the chat?
Because now he's upset because when I said Captain America grabbed Thor's, I said Shield, I meant Hammer. And he's giving me a lot of crap for it right now.
Good grief, EJ. Get your act together.
Listen, I wanted to say Mjolnir, but I thought people would be like, what's that? So now I'm talking fast, and I said Shield, and I meant Hammer.
If you're in the chat, by the way, Cap is the true Petty King, even more than Bogus. That dude, like, you cannot get anything by him. You know what I mean, Maggie?
Cap is the ombudsman / roastmaster of this show.
He's also, like, kind of a genius, so that kind of hurts, too. He knows, seems to know everything.
And he gets to just sit back there. No microphone, no camera, no accountability.
We never get to pick him apart. And he just sits there all show long and be like, well, you got that wrong. That was stupid.
Well, by the way, he not only said EJ was wrong, he put it in all caps. So he's shouting at you, too. Okay, so you're welcome to weigh in. The greatest fictional fight of all time. We left a couple out there. You mentioned Jaws. Not a bad one, but
Wait. What fight in Jaws?
Them
Roy Scheider versus the shark. He blows the shark up with a shotgun.
The mayor versus Roy Scheider. I don't know. Is that the beaches?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Is that a fight? Like, would you? Roy Scheider versus the shark.
Definitely. There's some other ones out there. I see you guys in the chat. You're putting some awesome ideas in. The greatest fictional fight of all time. Again, this is inspired by Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Their fictional fight is happening on Friday, but it's actually been sanctioned by the state of Texas.
But we learned this morning that in here in New York, you cannot bet on that fight. Mm. New York is not sanctioning it, at least from a betting perspective, because the rules are so fugazi.
Mm. Interesting.
What about the state of New Jersey and or Connecticut?
There are no rules in Jersey, so feel free.
Thank goodness.
Cross that border, baby.
Weehawk, and here I come.
Said no one ever. Okay, we see you guys. Great debate today. Bonus debate. Greatest fictional fight of all time.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Getting you a little fired up on a Thursday morning. Of course, the Eagles play tonight. I don't think that's why you're doing it, though. Manny, you are playing that music because we are doing something on the greatest fictional fight of all time. Mostly movies. I think we all did movies. So yesterday we did the greatest boxing match because Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul on Friday. So we want to discuss the greatest boxing match because that is the worst boxing match. But we did fictional fights and we ran the gamut. I got to be honest. I thought this was fake boxing matches and you guys went in totally different directions, which is cool.
So Perloff picked Rocky, obviously. I think you're contractually obligated being from Philadelphia. I went with the fight scene in Anchorman. EJ went with the Avengers. Manny went with Saving Private Ryan just to bring everything to a grinding halt.
That's
and then
right.
Bogus picked things back up with Happy Gilmore versus Bob Barker. And so those are some of the scenes. But we see you guys in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, and on the phones as well. Nobody picked Fight Club. Which is interesting because it's got Fight Right in the name, and it's one of the more bizarre. Yeah. But what would be the actual fight?
I don't think there's one iconic fight.
Edward Norton versus Jared Leto, but that's really just Norton kind of just beating him up. And
I mean, there's a million fight movies. Like, yeah, Fight Club, you're right, doesn't have like one epic scene. I brought up a movie that you guys have 1,000% never heard of. Clint Eastwood used to play a street fighter named Fido Beto. He did like three movies where he would just, and there was one scene, the last 40 minutes was a street fight. It was epic. And he had a, of course, he had a chimp was his right-hand man.
Yeah, right. I've heard
that
of
used to happen.
The orangutan or
yeah,
something.
That's what the 80s was all about. Turn left, Clyde. It's a famous line, but yeah, if you're under 75, you probably never heard of that.
Let's get to you guys on the phones. You've got some great ones. Wilson is in California. Wilson, what's the greatest fictional fight of all time?
Well, first, just for Andrew, a Rocky one, I must break you. Anyway, enough of that. My choice, though.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
That's right. Bridget Nielsen was in that, too. But the movie I'm thinking of was out of Gladiator, and it was a scene with Maximus going up against the undefeated Titus of Gore. And it had the tigers coming out from under the ground, and it was just an incredible scene, an incredible the effects. I mean, it had everything.
And how about this, Wilson? And thank you for the phone call. And Gladiator 2
yeah.
is like, is that in theaters now?
It's coming up. I am so not into that. That is a movie that I don't think needed a sequel. Are you guys excited for Denzel in Gladiator 2?
I keep hearing that he's good, but the movie's terrible.
That's exactly what I expected.
There's no way he's going to be bad. He's Denzel Washington. Yeah, I don't think he's capable of making a bad movie.
No, has he ever had a bad scene in any movie? The guy is rock solid. But that, why do a sequel to Gladiator? We kind of know what happened. The Roman Empire fell. Okay, fine.
Maybe there's a twist. I'm not sure. Adrian's in Maryland. Adrian, what's the greatest fictional fight of all time?
Hey, guys, we're forgetting. Come on. It's almost Friday, so we got to go with Friday. You got Craig and Debo. You got Debo knocking out Red. You got Debo chasing the pimp. They got so many ones in those Fridays. But I got one I just thought of is Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. Nobody could throw a fake punch like Patrick Swayze.
You know what, Adrian, we've got a clip from Friday. This is Debo versus Craig.
Now who's the punk?
What do you think he a Mac?
Macaroni.
You got knocked the f*** out, man!
Oh, my gosh. Adrian, great ones. Thanks for chiming in. And, yeah, we're taking your greatest fictional fights of all time.
Where's Chris Tucker now?
That's a great question.
The fact that he won't go back to the Friday franchise is such a shame. And we don't really quite know why.
Is he doing stand-up?
He's been doing stand-up. He's Rush Hour 4 is apparently happening.
Get
That's
out
a
of
thing.
Here.
But he won't do normal movies. Like, he could be in two movies a year, and he's never wanted to do that, right?
I kind of appreciate that, though. Like, he's made a lot of money. I think he's probably set, right? I mean, they play Rush Hour literally 100 times a day on TNT.
Rush Hour's on three different TVs right now.
Right, exactly. So the residuals he's getting off that, he probably could never work again.
And I am paying off those residuals every single time that sucker's on Turner.
Same.
You know, there's a lot of things, Jackie Chan, speaking of Rush Hour, so Jackie Chan's fight scenes, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme's fight scenes.
Jet Li,
Steven Seagal. We've got a lot of people out there that we have not gotten to yet. So keep them coming.
Steven Seagal.
I don't know. I was thinking of.
No, you're right, but it's just like.
Famous fight
scenes. Who didn't fit into that group of amazing,
Still Tom Hanks.
Has Tom Hanks ever had a fight scene besides Saving Private Ryan, but he's one of many.
An actual fight scene.
Yeah, didn't he punch somebody in Forrest Gump, the Black Panther?
That's true.
Right. That scene where he's trying to rescue Jenny.
Didn't he punch Buzz Lightyear's like shield as well?
Oh, you're right.
Oh, those hammer. Yeah, the Buzz
yeah,
is a hammer.
Yeah. Right.
Bogish, why don't we have some headlines? We'll keep them coming. The greatest fictional fights of all time.
So 4 out of 5 dentists recommend mouthwash. 4 out of 5 of us recommend you be impressed by Victor Wembanyama last night.
Ball gets a screen from Branham. To the left wing, Branham. Pounding out a right-hand dribble. Looking for Wemby. He's got a high post against Corey Kispert. Pivots, faces up, long 2. Shot is good for Victor Wembanyama. 50 points for Victor Wembanyama. A career high. as the Spurs lead it 115-98.
But it was easy. Anybody could have done it. Bill Schoening on Spurs Radio. Wemby with his first 50-burger, also hitting a career-high 8 threes in a 139-130 home win over the Wizards. But he was not the last night's highest scorer in the league.
Inbound pass to Giannis. Giannis with 16 seconds to work with, drives inside and stuffs it down with a right hand. 59 points now for Giannis. He's tapping his chest as he goes the other way, saying, "This is my house. This is my house."
That's Dave Kane on Bucks Radio. Giannis is 59, the most in the NBA this season, the second most of his career, and included 11 points in OT to close out a 127-120 home win over the Pistons. Here's the spin doctor post-game.
He just kept us in the game single-handedly with his play. You know, it's funny with Giannis. Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be our point guard as well.
And he had 7 assists plus 14 rebounds on top of those 59 points.
The spin doctor's back.
Dance break?
No, I just love that excuse play. We could play the spin doctor when the Bucks are bad. Why do we have to have them win to play it?
But typically, he has to make an excuse for us to play.
Right.
No, we'll play it when they're bad, too.
But was that an excuse? That was sort of
No.
Yeah.
He's just the spin doctor.
Yeah, no, any excuse to play that.
The Cavaliers' perfect start is now 13 games after a 114-106 final in Philly. The Lakers stayed perfect at home, 6-0, 128-123 over the Grizzlies. LeBron, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists to become the oldest player ever with 3 triple-doubles in a row. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 29 as the Thunder took care of the Pelicans, 106-88, and the Clippers lost in Houston, 111-103. Thursday Night Football has the Eagles hosting the Commanders. Philly sits atop the NFC East thanks to 5 straight wins. Washington has 1 more loss than them at the moment. The Raiders came back from their bye yesterday and said that Gardner Minshew remains their starting QB. He was pulled for Desmond Ridder the last time they played. And finally, we get to some overtime hockey in Toronto.
Marner kicks at him, but it comes right out in front. Shot, big save made, and a race for the loose puck. Goaltender coming out, no. Here's Tavares in on a breakaway, and a goal! Scores! Wow. Johnny Toronto scores!
Joe Bowen on Leafs Radio. John Tavares getting Toronto a 4-3 win in Washington. The Red Wings got a 3-2 win in OT in Pittsburgh. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks so much. Keep them coming on the greatest fictional fights of all time. The Princess Bride has come up a couple different times.
That's a good one.
Inigo Montoya and Carrie Elves. I can't remember.
Wait, is that the fight from what we're talking about?
The sword fight?
Yeah. Oh, that one at the end?
Mm-hmm.
I like the one where he's fighting the guy, Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah.
That's not the fight at the end. That's the...
Yeah. Isn't the sword fight at the end of the movie?
Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
You killed my father.
No, Inigo Montoya kills the bad guy at the end of the movie. He fights somebody else. That's midway through the movie.
Oh, I guess it's midway. Okay.
There's an Andre the Giant fight in there,
There's
too.
There's the Andre the Giant fight scene, too. That's what I thought about when he jumps on his back. Anyway, I'm a huge Princess Bride fan.
We also have, there is a Roddy Piper famous fight.
The Thing or whatever it's called, Hidden. What's that movie called?
I gotta find it.
I love that movie.
This is where Pete needs to come in, chime in. But yeah. So,
they Live.
Wait, we said
they
who,
live.
Roddy Piper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Roddy Piper versus Keith David in the movie They Live. Thank you, cheese sandwiches in the chat. And Ray said Wesley versus Inigo Montoya in Princess Bride. There you go.
It's also Macho Man versus Spider-Man. Spider-Man 1.
Or Hulk Hogan versus Rocky in Rocky 3.
Yes.
That wasn't much of a fight. Thunderlips killed him.
And Bonesaw was the character that Macho Man played in Spider-Man 1.
There's a line brawl and slap shot where the guy ends up stripping in the middle of it.
Slap shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a really good one.
855-212-4227. Russ is in California. Russ, what's the greatest fictional fight scene?
This got to be the all-time greatest one right here. It's Bruce Lee versus Kareem in Enter the Dragon.
You know, I've actually never seen the movie, but I know the fight scene exists, and I know how crazy it looks because Kareem's got this incredible wingspan. Is the rest of the movie good, Russ, or is it just that fight scene?
Oh, no, that Bruce Lee, that's like the iconic martial arts movie of all time, Enter the Dragon.
Well, remember,
so if you have never seen it, you got to check it out.
All right, I got my weekend.
It's important, though, the fight scene with Kareem was in Game of Death.
Enter the Dragon.
And the Dragon's a different movie. That's that's his most iconic movie. Game of Death also is an awesome movie. We get that confused sometimes.
The Green Zone is in the chat. It says Austin Powers versus Mini-Me.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Remember what a big deal those movies were? Maybe it was just the time in my life.
No, they were very popular.
855-212-4227. So that's our bonus great debate today, the greatest fictional fight of all time. And that is based on the upcoming sort of real fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
We got to make a distinction here. Are guns allowed to be in the fight? Does John Wick get in this conversation?
I thought about John Wick.
It's no holds bar, Pearl.
Because it's a little different. Like, I have Apollo going against Rocky, and compared to a scene where John Wick shoots 47 people.
Well, listen, we don't want to be painted into any kind of criteria with this one.
I got Saving Private Ryan, man.
Yeah.
Manny.
Bogus tried to sell the guy versus Jaws.
Was it not a fight?
I don't know if that's a fight exactly.
What was it? Wasn't a play date?
I don't know. I feel like Roy Scheider had to kind of cheat in that one. He kind of got the air tank in his teeth.
Cheat against a 25-foot great white shark?
The shark was going to eat them all.
Right.
No, I understand.
Surviving.
But it wasn't exactly a fight, per se. Like,
it was brilliant. You got to blow up the shark.
Yeah, no, I'm very aware of the movie. I don't know if I consider that. Like, do you remember when that guy fought the shark? I guess
in Jaws, yeah.
What did you think? Richard Dreyfuss was going to blow the whistle and be like, time out. This is against the rules.
How did the judges score? Oh, a draw? Just like Apollo.
There we go. Big Friendly is in the chat, says 3 o'clock high fight, Perloff, which you liked.
3 o'clock high, yeah. You guys don't know that movie? I just looked it up. It's a little older than I thought. 87. Basically, this bully is chasing a guy all day, this nerdy guy, and the whole school shows up for the after school fight. This used to be a thing when I was in high school. After school guys would fight. Does that happen anymore?
I went to high school where people used to fight after school, and it used to build throughout the day.
Yes, that's what this movie is about. You'll love it. It's called 3 O'Clock High. It's really, really good. And all these movies in the 80s and the 90s, the underdog won every one at the end. Not to spoil it. That's kind of the theme.
We know.
Yeah. Oh, you knew. Okay.
I think the Weedos would like that 3 O'Clock High, you said?
Yeah. Is that AM or PM? We're never sure with
both.
That crew.
I've also seen a lot of Bourne Ultimatums and stuff like that. Those are good fights.
Step Brothers?
On the front lawn?
Oh, yes. Karate Kid, I'm seeing a little bit.
Oh, I mean, that is
Daniel
all
versus
time.
Johnny?
That's all time.
855-212-4227. All right, greatest fictional fight of all time. We also have some real football to get to you as well. This big weekend in college and the NFL. Don't move. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome back to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We'll get back to football in just a moment, but we gave you a bonus great debate today, inspired by the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that's happening on Friday on Netflix. I can't even say that with a straight face. The greatest fictional fight scenes of all time, or fictional fights, what are they? You guys are lined up. You want to talk about this. Now, Perloff wants me to go first to Steve in San Diego.
Yes.
Go ahead, Steve.
If you haven't seen this one, the movie is Every Which Way But Loose. It stars Clint Eastwood and an orangutan.
Yep.
And he plays a bare-knuckle fighter, and that's like a side gig he's got. And there's a fight in there that last, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Just, Steve.
You leave feeling sore.
I got to tell you, Steve, I did some research. It's Any Which Way You Can, the sequel to Every Which Way But Loose, that has the end fight scene that lasts 45 minutes. He's a bare-knuckle fighter, an underground bare-knuckle fighter. Clint Eastwood could fake fight. Thank you, Steve, for calling it with that.
Thank you, Steve.
Nobody threw a fake punch like Clint Eastwood. There's probably a bunch of them.
But sometimes with some of the, I don't know how old that movie is.
It's 1980.
Sometimes like the audio isn't synced up.
Yeah, it makes it even better. No. This was a major movie. This is not like a kung
like
fu movie.
Like the John Wayne stuff sometimes, or even like you'll have the punch and the sound will just be like a little bit off.
Mm.
Or the dubbing in a lot of kung fu movies is obviously terrible, but...
But I just like, I mean, back in the day, you can make a movie where the guy's best friend was an orangutan and nobody said anything. That was like, yeah, of course. I mean, what other trucker doesn't drive around with an orangutan?
I always want to be in the pitch meeting.
Yeah, and this is Clint Eastwood. It's not like some nobody.
David is in San Jose. He's got a great one. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So one epic fight scene that came to mind is Luke Skywalker defeating Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but did Darth Vader throw the fight because he knew he was his son? Spoiler alert.
I think Luke Skywalker demanded power, and he took over, so I don't think so.
Amazing. It David, was... how did we not think of the, one of the great...
I'm not sure that's the best Star Wars fight, though. I would go...
It's not the best
Darth
Vader-Luke Skywalker fight.
Yeah. How about Darth Maul versus the two guys? That was a good one. Maybe some Mandalorian stuff. I don't know.
It's like if you're going to do Darth Vader-Luke, I want the, Empire Strikes Back.
What did he
That's
say?
That's what he did say.
He said that one.
He said Empire.
No, sorry. I meant, in the call, I'm sure he said Return of the Jedi.
Oh, no, I think he said Empire Strikes Back. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's right now.
Primetime performer. Let's hear it, Manny.
This is Return of the Jedi, because that's what he told me on the call.
Okay.
I can feel your anger. I am defenseless. Take your weapon. Strike me down with all of your hatred, and your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
That was complicated.
It's a great trilogy, and the Luke Skywalker Darth Vader is the best. It's the only Star Wars I've seen. The original three.
Wait, you guys the Darth Maul fight scene is amazing. He's the best bad guy.
Well, best bad guy, I don't know about that, but his scenes are good. The movie is terrible. That first one, that whatever Phantom Menace, that's definitely the worst one.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I'm gonna have to leave that one to you guys. Ryan is in Harrisburg. We're doing the greatest fictional fights ever. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, so I'm calling in to talk about Guy Ritchie's 2002 fight film, Snatch. Brad Pitt versus Gorgeous George.
Man, I never saw Snatch, but I know it's like around the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah. Snatch. I've never seen it, Ryan. Is Brad Pitt awesome in this scene? What makes it so great?
Brad Pitt's unbelievable. It's all about a bad deal, and the big guy is whooping Brad Pitt's butt while he's stretching. And then he decides to fight and drops him.
Ryan, thank you for that.
There's also a scene where Guy Ritchie, Brad Pitt falls and he hits the ring and he goes underwater. Like, it's a beautifully shot scene. How about Brad Pitt versus Angela Jolie in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
That's a good one. I was thinking when Brad Pitt gets punched by Burn After Reading, but he really just gets punched in the face by John Malkovich. And then it's over. That's about it. Brad Pitt also in Fight Club, but what's the memorable scene from
the thing about the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie thing, that's the only fight we have where they ended up hooking up at the end of the fight.
Oh, man. Jose's in California. Jose, the greatest fictional fight scene. Go ahead.
Hey, so I also wanted to answer the question about why Chris Tucker never returned to Friday.
Oh, you have some intel.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just researched it because I loved Chris Tucker in that movie, and apparently they shot that movie with like a $30,000 budget, super low, in like 3 days, and his dad, I forget, Craig's dad, I forget his name, the actor, but he was the only guy making any real money, and Rush Hour offered Chris Tucker like millions of dollars to go shoot Rush Hour, and the budget for Friday just couldn't do it, so he left.
Wait, the budget for the next Friday, the sequel to Friday, that had to have a huge budget.
It wasn't as big as Rush Hour was. You had Jackie Chan, you had the production company. But Friday was shot in 3 days on that one strip in L.A.
Man, that's crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't think like the next Friday was going to have like a Marvel budget. Well, I mean, like, how much do you need to shoot a Friday movie?
But Ice Cube was in it. There were some stars.
He's also like they're making some now. He still won't go back. There's clearly some issue.
Yeah.
And also for my fight enthusiasts out there, I wanted to give respect for the guy bringing up Bruce Lee and all those movies. But I wanted to give you guys a newer martial arts star. His name is Tony Jaa. And he did a Ong Bak trilogy and a movie called The Protector. And it's some of the best Muay Thai choreographed martial arts fight scenes I've ever seen. They're really great movies if you enjoy martial arts movies.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking them up right now, Jose. I wasn't familiar with him, but looks pretty wild. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. 855-212-4227.
I wonder, where does animated stuff come in? Because there's a lot of great animated fights.
I mean, like Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner type stuff?
The one in the call screen, I'm thinking about Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, anime?
Cell versus Gohan. Goku versus Frieza. These are classics.
You're not talking about Tom versus Jerry?
That too, I guess.
A little bit more.
Bug Bunny versus Daffy.
CeCe's in Arizona. Hey, CeCe.
Dorcas Malorcas.
Good morning. You're talking about fight movies. I've got a couple. I don't know if anybody's mentioned them yet, but here's two. Million Dollar Baby, which is a Clint Eastwood directed movie.
Yep.
Which he's also in, an actor. Which is, it just brings me up at the very end. It ever does. Yeah. Every time. The other one is The Hurricane.
Oh, that we were just talking about. Denzel's never in a bad movie.
True story, though.
It was a true story, but Manny picks Saving Private Ryan, and that was also a true story of World War II. So I guess we're expanding our parameters here, CeCe. I think this is a hot take. I didn't love Million Dollar Baby.
Nah.
It was so sad at the end.
Not a fan.
No.
Never seen it, but still not a fan.
You've never seen
it? I've never seen Million Dollar Baby. But I know I've watched like 5 minutes on cable. I'm like, this is so sad.
If that's not the Andrew Perloff experience, not a fan. Did you ever see it? No.
But see, I kind of know it because I've watched parts of it on cable so many times. If you put it all together, I know the movie.
I don't like asparagus. Never tried it. Still don't like it.
That's like my 5-year-old. No, thank you. I don't like it.
You can just get a vibe. You can get a vibe.
You get a vibe from the asparagus. I get it.
Honestly, I would have Googled the end to see what happened, and then I would just turn it off. Can we say what happened?
Yeah, it's super sad. She end up dying, right?
Spoiler. No, is she paralyzed or died?
She has to get something. No, she has to get something amputated, I think.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. So.
He breaks her neck in the last scene, right? Because he left the stool out?
No, I thought she had to get something amputated, and then I think that this is bad. I definitely did see it in the theater. Anybody?
Something amputated? I
thought she had to get something amputated.
I thought she broke her neck.
I remember hating the ending. But that's all I got.
For the Oscars always touts movies that people end up hating eventually anyway.
How about any of the Jurassic Parks? Can you fight dinosaurs? Does that count?
I think it can. I mean, someone in the chat mentioned Godzilla, and I think there are definitely Godzilla fights that you could.
King Kong versus Godzilla, right? Is that an old school one? There you go.
I don't know. I'm still on the animated fights. There's so many now. If you really open it up, like between anime, between regular cartoons, between superhero cartoons, now we're really opening a can of worms here.
We have some amazing football happening this weekend.
Close that can of worms, Meg.
We will.
Anime? Come on.
Oh, gosh.
It starts tonight, week 11 in the NFL.
Why are you guys such nerds?
Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles against the Washington Commanders. First place in the NFC East is on the line. And a lot more of like contender-pretender sort of status for the both teams, but I think more so for the Commanders, where the jury, I think, is still a little bit more out on a rookie quarterback and this team. So we haven't seen it yet.
Everybody kind of likes the Eagles tonight, which is probably a bad sign.
We're going to get more into that matchup. Also, the other first-place teams who are putting their sparkling records on the line this weekend. We'll get to that as well. Thank you, Perloff.